在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House. Beijing Foreign Studies University.
New Standard English, Senior High, Book 3.Editor-in-Chief, Chen Lin, Simon Greenall. Vice-Editor-in-Chief, Jan Lien Zhong. Writers, Ken Wilson, Mary Tomlin, Diana Pai. Published by Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press in conjunction with Macmillan Publishers Limited.Module 1. Europe. Reading and Vocabulary. Great European Cities. Paris.
Paris is the capital and largest city of France, situated on the River Seine. It is one of the most beautiful cities in the world, and is visited by more than 8 million tourists every year. The most popular place for tourists is the Eiffel Tower.The famous symbol of Paris. One of the world's largest art galleries, the Louvre, is also located in Paris. The city is also famous for its restaurants, cafes, and theatres. About two-thirds of France's artists and writers live in Paris.
Barcelona.
Barcelona is the second largest city of Spain.And is situated on the northeast coast, about 500 kilometers east of the Spanish capital, Madrid. One of Barcelona's most famous landmarks is the Church of the Sagrada Familia, which was designed by an architect called Antonio Gaudí. Gaudí worked on the project from 1882 until his death in 1926. The church hasn't been finished yet.
Florence.
Florence is an Italian city which became famous because of the Renaissance, a great artistic movement which began in the 1300s and lasted for 300 years. During the Renaissance, some of the greatest painters of all time lived and worked in Florence. Many of Florence's most beautiful paintings and sculptures were produced by great artists.Such as Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo. Florence is visited each year by about 1 million tourists who come to see the art galleries, churches, and museums. The Uffizi Palace is the most famous art gallery in the city.
Athens. Athens, the capital of Greece, is known as the birthplace of Western civilization.2,400 years ago, it was the world's most powerful city. Buildings such as the Parthenon on the Acropolis Hill were built during this period. Greece's best writers lived in ancient Athens. Their work has influenced other writers ever since. Listening. Activity 1. Listen and answer the questions.
Hello.My name is Carlos, and I'm from Spain.
Hi, Carlos. I'm Helen.
And my name is Amy. Pleased to meet you.
Are you English?
No, neither of us is English.
Helen's from Scotland, and I come from Wales.
Really? So, Helen, where do you live in Scotland?
In Edinburgh.
Edinburgh? Nice. That's the capital of Scotland, isn't it?
Yes, It is.
And Amy, you're from Wales.
That's right.
That's west of England, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a separate country, and it's to the west of England.
And where in Wales do you live?
Well, my family lives in Cardiff.
Cardiff? Oh, I've never heard of Cardiff. Is it a big city?
Yes, it is. It's the capital.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
There are so many capital cities in the United Kingdom.
Yes, Scotland and Wales are separate countries, and each of them has a capital city.
So, what are you doing here in London?
We're students.
Ah, what are you studying?
Languages.
Which ones?
Well, there are about 60 students in the class, and all of them are studying at least two languages. I'm studying French and Chinese.
And I'm studying German and Russian.
So, neither of you is studying Spanish?
No, sorry. In fact, none of the students in our class is studying Spanish.
Oh, that's sad.
Where in Spain do you live?
In Valencia.
Valencia? Whereabouts is that?
It's on the east coast. It's about 200 kilometers south of Barcelona.
I see. Is it a big city?
Yes, quite big.
What's it like?
Oh, it's a wonderful place. And our soccer team is fantastic.
What kind of work do people do there?
Well, a lot of them work in tourism.
Really? And what are you doing here in London?
Well, I'm studying English at university. So I'm here for a month.
Really? That's nice.
Yes. In fact, my whole class is coming.
How many students are there in the class?
47. But none of them has arrived yet.
Activity 2. Listen again and complete the chart.
Hello. My name is Carlos, and I'm from Spain.
Hi, Carlos. I'm Helen.
And my name is Amy. Pleased to meet you.
Are you English?
No, neither of us is English.
Helen's from Scotland, and I come from Wales.
Really? So, Helen, where do you live in Scotland?
In Edinburgh.
Edinburgh? Nice. That's the capital of Scotland, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And Amy, you're from Wales.
That's right.
That's west of England, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a separate country, and it's to the west of England.
And where in Wales do you live?
Well, my family lives in Cardiff.
Cardiff? Oh, I've never heard of Cardiff. Is it a big city?
Yes, it is. It's the capital.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
There are so many capital cities in the United Kingdom.
Yes, Scotland and Wales are separate countries. And each of them has a capital city.
So, what are you doing here in London?
We're students.
Ah, what are you studying?
Languages.
Which ones?
Well, there are about 60 students in the class, and all of them are studying at least two languages. I'm studying French and Chinese.
And I'm studying German and Russian.
So, neither of you is studying Spanish?
No, sorry. In fact, none of the students in our class is studying Spanish.
Oh, that's sad.
Where in Spain do you live?
In Valencia.
Valencia? Whereabouts is that?
It's on the east coast. It's about 200 kilometers south of Barcelona.
I see. Is it a big city?
Yes, quite big.
What's it like?
Oh, it's a wonderful place, and our soccer team is fantastic.
What kind of work do people do there?
Well, a lot of them work in tourism.
Really? And what are you doing here in London?
Well, I'm studying English at university, so I'm here for a month.
Really? That's nice.
Yes. In fact, my whole class is coming.
How many students are there in the class?
47. But none of them has arrived yet.
Activity 3. Listen again and decide if the sentences are true or false.
Hello, my name is Carlos and I'm from Spain.
Hi, Carlos. I'm Helen.
And my name is Amy. Pleased to meet you.
Are you English?
No, neither of us is English.
Helen's from Scotland and I come from Wales.
Really? So, Helen, where do you live in Scotland?
In Edinburgh.
Edinburgh? Nice. That's the capital of Scotland, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And Amy, you're from Wales.
That's right.
That's west of England, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a separate country, and it's to the west of England.
And where in Wales do you live?
Well, my family lives in Cardiff.
Cardiff?
Mm.
Oh, I've never heard of Cardiff. Is it a big city?
Yes, it is. It's the capital.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
There are so many capital cities in the United Kingdom.
Yes, Scotland and Wales are separate countries, and each of them has a capital city.
So, what are you doing here in London?
We're students.
Ah, what are you studying?
Languages.
Which ones?
Well, there are about 60 students in the class, and all of them are studying at least two languages. I'm studying French and Chinese.
And I'm studying German and Russian.
So, neither of you is studying Spanish?
No, sorry. In fact, none of the students in our class is studying Spanish.
Oh, that's sad.
Where in Spain do you live?
In Valencia.
Valencia? Whereabouts is that?
It's on the east coast. It's about 200 kilometers south of Barcelona.
I see. Is it a big city?
Yes, quite big.
What's it like?
Oh, it's a wonderful place. And our soccer team is fantastic.
What kind of work do people do there?
Well, a lot of them work in tourism.
Really? And what are you doing here in London?
Well, I'm studying English at university. So I'm here for a month.
Really? That's nice.
Yes. In fact, my whole class is coming.
How many students are there in the class?
47. But none of them has arrived yet.
Pronunciation and Everyday English. Activity 1. Look at the question tags in this conversation. Now listen and mark with an upwards arrow if the speaker's voice rises on the question tag, or with a downwards arrow if it falls.
Where do you live?
In Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. That's the capital of Scotland, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And where are you from?
From Brighton.
Whereabouts is that?
It's in the south of England.
Amy, you're from Wales, aren't you?
That's right.
That's in the west, isn't it? What's it like?
It's very quiet. And you're from England?
No, I'm not. I'm from Dublin.
That's in Scotland, isn't it?
No, it's in Ireland.
Cultural Corner. Read the passage and answer the questions. 1. Find the names of three first members and three new members of the European Union. 2. In terms of size and population, how big is the European Union compared with China? The European Union. What is the European Union?
The European Union is an organization of European countries. The countries are independent and are governed in different ways. In the United Kingdom, for example, the head of state is a king or queen. In France, on the other hand, the head of state is a president. But each of them sends representatives to the European Parliament, which has some control over what happens in each of the member countries.
How did it start?
The idea of the European Union began in the 1950s. The first members were France, Germany, Belgium, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and Italy. Little by little, the number increased during the second half of the 20th century. By the year 2000, there were 15 member countries. The new countries were Austria, Denmark, Finland, Greece, Ireland, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, and the United Kingdom.
How many countries belong to it now?
In 2004, the European Union increased to 25 members. The Czech Republic, Estonia, Hungary, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, the Slovak Republic, and Slovenia, plus the Mediterranean islands of Cyprus and Malta, all became members. The expanded European Union has a population of more than 500 million people, twice as big as the population of the United States.
Module 1. Word List. Across. Boot. Continental. Face. Range. Landmark. Gallery. Situated. Symbol. Located. Architect. Project. Sculpture. Birthplace. Civilization. Ancient. Opposite. Sign. Agreement. Whereabouts. Govern. Head. Representative. Parliament. Region. Geographical. Feature. Produce. Module 2. Developing and developed countries. Reading and vocabulary. Activity 1. Read the passage. Answer these questions. 1. What did world leaders agree to do in 2000? 2. What does the Human Development Index measure? 3. What are the first two development goals? 4. What progress have we made towards these goals? 5. What do developed countries need to do?
The Human Development Report. In the year 2000, 147 world leaders agreed to work together to reduce poverty by 2015 or earlier. From this agreement came the Human Development Report. One of the most important sections of this report is the Human Development Index. This examines the achievements of 175 countries. The index measures a country's achievements in three ways: life expectancy, how long people usually live, education, and income. The index has some surprises. Norway is at the top of the list, while the US is at number 7. The other top 5 countries are Iceland, 2, Sweden, 3, Australia, 4, the Netherlands, 5. The UK is in the 13th position, while China is in the middle of the list. The bottom 10 countries are all African countries, with Sierra Leone in West Africa at the bottom of the list. The report describes 8 development goals. The most important goals are to reduce poverty and hunger, make sure that all children have education up to the age of 11, fight AIDS and other diseases, improve the environment of poor people, for example, make sure they have safe drinking water, encourage developed countries to give more help to other countries. The 2003 Human Development Report gives examples of successful development. For example, in 9 years, 1953 to 1962, China increased life expectancy by 13 years. In the last 10 years in China, 150 million people moved out of poverty. However, the challenges are still great. Every day, 799 million people in developing countries are hungry. Over half of these are in South Asia or Africa. Although more than 80% of children in developing countries go to primary school, about 115 million children are not being educated. More than 1 billion people in developing countries do not drink safe water. However, in other regions of the world, for example, Eastern Europe, water is now mostly safe to drink. The report shows that we are making some progress, but that we need to make greater efforts. Although developed countries give some financial help, they need to give much more. Interestingly, the countries that give the most money are the Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden. These are among the 5 richest countries in the world, so it is right that they should do so.
Pronunciation. Activity 1. Listen and repeat sentences 1 to 4 in Grammar Activity 3. Notice the rhythm. 1.
Norway is at the top of the list, while the United States is at number 7.
2. The UK is in the 13th position, while China is in the middle of the list. 3.
Although more than 80% of children in developing countries go to primary school, about 115 million children are not being educated.
4. Although developed countries give some financial help, they need to give much more. Activity 2. Read the answers to sentences 1 to 6 in Grammar Activity 4 aloud. Use the correct rhythm. Now listen and check. 1.
Although developed countries are rich, they don't give enough financial help to developing countries.
2. Europe has a lot of industry, while Africa does not have much. 3.
In some parts of Europe, incomes are high, while in other parts, they are much lower.
4. Although there is poverty in this area, people are happier than in the city. 5. Some children receive a good education, while others never go to school at all. 6.
Although life expectancy is still low, it has improved in the last 10 years.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。